So the concept of a Colin Morano in the pub is to be in a pub and to have a conversation between Frank Morano and Calvin McCollum.
Hey!
Hey, look, it's Joyce.
Good.
We're just going to have a little conversation.
Sorry?
I said we're just having a little conversation. We're making a new podcast.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's recording. And it's just going to be us talking in the pub. What do you think? Would you listen to that?
I think I might tune it.
So, have you followed the new insane culture momentum behind the CBD products?
Not excessively closely, no.
Lotions, oils.
Yeah, my dad took CBD oil for his back.
Did it
really
help?
Yeah, it helped a lot.
I gotta get his James's dad.
Yeah.
So, I'm at this thing last night. Half the room was investors, half the room was entrepreneurs. And it's just people trying to find money for their companies. But it evidently is one of the hottest things going. Last week on Fox News, they have an entire segment on the benefits. What are your thoughts on a weed-related product that doesn't have THC and whether or not it's going to be able to be brought to market successfully, and will America ever get past? Because I don't know where you stand on legal weed, but I think it's something you've talked about on your show in the past.
I have mixed feelings about legalized recreational, legalized medical marijuana. I'm all for that.
If the doctor prescribed.
Yeah. Okay. But as far as recreational marijuana, I have mixed feelings because I don't think anybody should be arrested for simple possession of marijuana, right? I don't think marijuana is an excessively harmful substance. I think it's a waste of time for the criminal justice system to prosecute people who want to sit home and get high all day. That being said, when I walk here to the radio station, upstairs on Sunday mornings, the streets are now filled with marijuana, right? The marijuana is wafting through the air on everybody.
Secondhand marijuana smoke.
Yeah, right. So it's like getting hit in the face with a skunk, right? First of all, it's still an illegal substance, and that's the case. They're just not arresting anyone for it. That was during Sunday morning.
And that's de Blasio's decision to not enforce federal law.
Yes, but the Manhattan DA is playing a role as well. It's getting so brazen, the open marijuana smoking, that people do it during the day. Right, so I don't love it from what it has done from a quality of life perspective, and those of us that don't smoke marijuana, and I don't care if people smoke marijuana. I have many friends that smoke marijuana, but from a quality of life perspective,
I'd really like friends and family that have like precancerous tendencies not to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, well, that's true. Right.
So, I mean, there's and there have been a few cigars I've smelled that have been like, oh, can you please put that out? Like,
so I have very mixed feelings because I think it's made life worse for me, but I have a tough time saying anybody should be arrested for it. So I'm wondering if there's some sort of a middle ground. Ultimately, my position with marijuana is the same as it is with everything. Which is that states should have the ability to, they should have initiative and referendum, and the voters should decide for themselves should be legal and what shouldn't be legal.
So let me ask you this. Do you feel the same way? So if I understand where the drug legalization debate is, mm-hmm. like they're making the most headway on legalizing recreational use in some states.
Right, because no one, I think very few people are dying of marijuana overdoses or their getting high on marijuana and then beating up their wives or going out raping someone. Whereas they are dying of opioid overdoses. People get drunk every day, beat up their wives, or crash their vehicles and hurt a lot of people. I think the people that defend marijuana, they're not completely without merit. It's just, I don't know how much value there is for society for so many more people being high, which if it's legalized recreationally, that's what's going to happen. And for those of us that don't enjoy the smell of secondhand marijuana,
let me ask you this.
It helps to have that stench wafting through residential neighborhoods.
It's pathetic. It's terrible. But let's talk about this for a second, because the movement to legalize... So marijuana is often classified as a gateway drug. And I think that depending on who you are, that may or may not be your situation. So I used to work with an actor that did everything under the sun,
tried
every drug imaginable, and funded small tyrants in small countries in Central America with his amount of habit at one point in time. Having said that, is it a gateway to the legalization of other substances? Because the purists in the argument say, well, why should government legislate on any substance? And so they're talking about heroin, opioids, crack, you name it. Like, should government have some say over the types of substances that are legally available?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Right? That's
why... Because I totally believe that, but...
That's why I'm a big advocate of letting voters decide for themselves what should be legal.
But what if you had nothing but a pro-cocaine population? Should they be allowed to, like, blow all their minds?
Absolutely. Because that's what government is.
So
it's a statement of our values.
They'll weed themselves out, and the next generation that grows up behind them will be wiser.
Maybe they won't, but government's a statement of our values, right? Also, I think America can be making much greater use of industrial hemp, which George Washington grew, many of the other founding fathers grew, which can be used for everything from clothing to writing products, paper, to food. And I think, you know, the fact that that has kind of gotten roped into the marijuana debate is a little silly. But if a state wants to legalize cocaine, I would argue that it still won't be killing as many people as legal opioids are doing today.
Well, I think you've probably got science to back you up on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's never been an en masse experiment of comparing legalized recreational cocaine versus
do we really want an unmasked test of coke?
Well, you say that. Because marijuana has always been, generally been an illegal substance, there's very little clinical research into the health effects of marijuana. Because very rarely do we study the health effects of something that's been illegal for many years, right? I don't know is the answer.
What do you think of the experiments in Colorado and Washington State and some of those states that have legalized for recreational use? How has it, from your perspective, worked out for them?
You know, I don't know. You know, so many of the people in this debate on both sides seem to have an agenda in portraying the results a certain way. And I haven't spent enough time in either state since they've legalized it to form my own independent opinion. So I don't know.
That's interesting. Well, since we both work in talk radio, I'm gonna predict that sooner rather than later, we're gonna have marijuana related products asking to advertise on our shows. Does Frank Morano and Kevin McCullough endorse them from day one?
Well, I can't say. I don't smoke marijuana, never have, so I can't speak to the.
So you have a hemp-based paper product.
Yeah.
You endorse that.
I'd be all for any advertiser.
Why wouldn't that?
Within reason.
What about CBD essential oils?
Happily.
Okay. Would you use them?
That's a good question.
Would you use them if they made you smell like what you smell when you go into the studio on Sunday morning?
Not a chance. Diane Savino, who I know you're going to be talking to later, she's been the prime mover of medical marijuana in New York. It's her bill, actually, that she wrote and introduced, and that my father actually consulted with her on, because he was in the medical marijuana business for many years.
So you're still conflicted even though your dad was in the business.
Well, I'm not conflicted about medical marijuana.
No, but I see weed as kind of a lightning rod. It's kind of like people that are really for it are really for it.
Yeah, that's true. They are. And the people that are really against it are really against it. But I think most people, I don't know actually where most people are. I can tell you in my case, I have very mixed feelings seeing how the increased usage given the decreased prosecution. But anyway, Diane Savino, both her parents had cancer, so she would buy marijuana illegally to give her parents marijuana while they were suffering from cancer. Why should anybody have to do that? You know, that's terrible. If you have...
Were there not other drugs on the market that would have been as effective?
Nothing that works for pain relief and, you know, appetite stimulation like marijuana did. So
really?
You could ask her. She's happy to talk about it.
But she's not here. And this is Murano McCullough.
Fair enough.
At the pub.
Fair enough. Diane, Senator Savino, is quite a wine drinker in her own right at times. So
We should invite her now.
Exactly.
Maybe I'll ask her later. All right, so to be clear, we've decided that... there's one last caveat to this. What if these CBD products that all come out turn out to actually have THC in them, and they didn't know it? Because some of the stuff the market's getting flooded with it, and everyone's claiming it doesn't have anything. But we don't really know the potency, and we don't really know the impact of what CBD minus THC even has on human beings. So, should the FDA just green light it and just go for it, or like?
Well, I think I don't know a great deal about the FDA's drug approval process for both prescription and over-the-counter drugs, but I think, you know, any CBD-based product should have to go through the same regulatory hurdles, the same regulatory hoops that any other product does. So, I would think they should be treated like any other pain reliever.
Should our employer, Salem Communications, advertise CBD products?
Absolutely. Why not? We should. I don't think there's any strong evidence that I've seen that CBD products really hurt someone.
Well, if you've got Fox News, doing feature pieces on it.
Take the check. Well, I'll pay half.
No.
Oysters
and his drinks on it.
There you go.
Oysters.
I'll take care of mine.
Yeah.
That's Joyce, by the way. Our friend Joyce. Who popped in. And the voice that you heard taking our stuff away was Lady Catherine the Great. One of our favorites. Wouldn't you agree, Ray Morales? Wow. I thought he would have a much more enthusiastic answer than that.
What about
Catherine the Great is one of our favorites.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that. I was answering an email from former state senator Tony Avella, who we're trying to make plans for lunch. He recently lost re-election, so I asked him to meet me here next week, and he said it's a little too expensive given his financial situation. So I told him I would buy, but I'm trying to think where else we could go within the five boroughs that's not too expensive given that this place is.
Right. All right, well, that's it for McCullough.
Thank you.
In the pub. And we'll think of something else interesting to talk about soon.
That's right. This is last call.